This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Michael Fabiano. How are you, Michael?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Robert.
And Michael is the general manager of the Americas of the Associated Press, or as everyone calls it, AP. It's actually your 175th year, founded in 1846. Everyone has heard of the Associated Press, but what's interesting is the business model isn't exactly what everyone thinks it is. And when you look today, there's a term called fake news, which is more important. It's come out everywhere, every day, and it's significant. CEOs are thinking about this. Just talk about the concept of fake news, why it's important, and how it impacts the AP.
Well, the foundation of AP is to produce objective content. We don't produce opinion. That has really built our brand over the last 175 years. I think corporations need to think about the amount of misinformation that is out there in the world. It's far too easy for even a 9-year-old to create a video that's not real. Digital editing tools have gotten reduced cost of entry, and you can basically create anything and put it up on the web. That's created a real challenge for businesses, I think, where you've got to not only manage misinformation about your business, but the perception of your business. So we take great pride that we do a lot of research and a lot of fact-checking, especially on our own content, but we also offer that service to the world. We offer a fact-checking service, and we think it's more critical than ever to have that service. We have this really important partnership with Facebook where we identify trending news topics that we think are suspicious or need some sort of fact-checking. So that partnership's really important because Facebook is one of those platforms that just has so much content on it. And on a daily basis, there's lots of stories floating around that are just not true. And the way we've addressed this for the world is we offer two digital services, a fact-checking service, which is your basic fact-checking service on any given story of the day or commentary by a public figure, where, for example, there's maybe 10 facts in the story and 8 of those are correct, but 2 of those were able to either correct or one of them might be completely false. So that is something that we give away to the world and to our customers. And then we've also got a not real news subscription, which is really stories that are just completely untrue. So the entire story is a fabrication and a complete falsehood. And we're just finding more and more of that around the world. Folks spending time creating stories that are completely false.
And to me, it's a real problem. As I speak with CEOs every day, they tell me the credibility and the reputation of their organization is paramount. And it's so easy for someone to just infuse fake news, and they take a huge PR hit without even knowing that that's happened.
It's become a big function in corporations today. In fact, many of them have hired ex-journalists to run what they call risk rooms, rooms where you monitor sentiment analysis about your company, whether you're think about the airline industry or any consumer product industry or the pharmaceutical industry. You want to know what people are saying about your brand, and you want to try to manage that conversation and not let it get out of control. With, 5 billion cell phones on the planet, it's so easy for somebody to say something about your corporation. And so you've got these really robust corporate communication teams in place, monitoring social media for these kinds of stories. And it's an ongoing challenge that we're going to face for the foreseeable future.
Let's talk about the growth and transformation that's occurred over the past several years? Because, as you said, AP is actually a software company, which not many people would have considered. Talk about that transformation.
Well, it's been a massive transformation in the movement, storage and movement of digital content around the world. The neat thing about the Associated Press is we are in so many locations around the world in so many countries. And we want to be everywhere. We want to be in kiosks and taxi cabs and airports and anywhere a screen presents itself. And most of that is within the digital ecosystem. We want to train every artificial intelligence platform out there. We're in Alexa. We're in Google.
Aren't you reaching like 4 billion people a day?
That's right. We reach over 4 billion people every day. And it's a tremendous responsibility for us. And we all take it really seriously that our content is going out to half the planet. And, you know, it's a big responsibility for AP to sort of own all of that content and make sure it's as accurate as possible.
So in with such a large scope of news content, how do you maintain quality?
There's a lot of rigor in the editorial process at the AP. And part of the secret is that we've got journalists that have been at the company for so long. Our attrition rate's very low, and people love to work at the company and love what we're doing on the technology side and the journalism side. And so there's a lot of training. The editors are very established, and we also take our sources very seriously. And the typical AP journalist has a ton of sources they can reach out to and really get the best sense of what's going on in a given situation. But as I said, we will only report what we know. We don't speculate or create opinion. And that's really, that training, I think, is just embedded deep in everybody at the company. And that's how we've been able to sustain ourselves.
And when you talk about that training being embedded in the company and longevity of people, you're known on innovation, that you are always innovating the different ways that news is being shared, facts are being checked. What's your philosophy on innovation?
We can't stand still as a company at all and just rest on the journalism, because the stories that we create are being transmitted in all different formats around the world. So we can't afford not to peek around corners and look at how people are using technology. What is the next generation of technology that's coming out, whether it's augmented reality or 3D, and how consumers are going to engage in this content. And so that forces us from an engineering perspective to look at all the latest technology. I'm always running tons of experiments with our customer base, trying new things out, things that fail all the time, but give us a sense about what's coming or how should we prepare to produce the news in a new platform. And so journalists today are really managing, they're information managers, right? I mean, they manage complexity not around just creating a story, but how do you communicate that story on all these different platforms? And short bursts of text to long videos. So it's become a really complex world for the journalist and requires more than just the average skill set, I think, especially for us, because we're looking to get our content everywhere. So we've not only got to produce the content, but make sure the distribution capability is there for any medium, audio, visualizations. You see a lot of those now. We create a lot of visualizations for our customers, short-form video, long-form video, and all this is going to continue to change.
And talking about change, we're going through a pandemic still. So you're in an interesting role because AP is sort of essential workers. Everyone wants news more than ever, and they want to make sure there's no fake news and they get the facts right. So that's what you're known for. Yet you also had a function and keep everything going during this pandemic. How did you pivot in running AP in the Americas?
Yeah, so in the Americas, we had to pivot to a fully decentralized workforce. And what we found is, for the most part, we were set up for a lot of this, just in terms of how we operate. So we have had so much progression in digital technology that many were able to, go to their homes or wherever they wanted to work out of and continue to do the jobs that we do. And so it's a highly scaled company, but with a highly decentralized workforce. And we really haven't missed a beat in terms of providing, news content, timely news content around the world. We didn't furlough our journalists or anything like that. And our crews continue to really capture all the moments that happened in 2020 in a really unique way. And, we've also got a lot of interesting partnerships that have allowed us to excel in different areas, such as health and science and religion and faith. And so that has also helped us in terms of, bringing unique content to all of our customers, which is what we want to do.
And we're about to take a commercial break. We're with Michael Fabiano, who is the General Manager, Americas, of the Associated Press. Back in a few.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Michael Fabiano, who is the General Manager of Americas for AP, the Associated Press. So let's talk more about those partnerships. You've had some major ones, like with Howard Hughes, for example.
Yeah, in 1996, I went to visit the Howard Hughes Medical Institute, which was a really neat experience, and I met with the chief scientists there. Howard Hughes Medical was facing an interesting challenge: how to tell the world about advancements in health, their research that they were making on a daily basis, but not really communicating out to the world and out to the largest population. And so it was a great meeting, and there is that both Howard Hughes Medical and AP have the same mission. Our missions are to inform the world about what we're doing. And so it was a really great partnership. And latching on to that, what we were able to do with a partnership with Howard Hughes is create a health and science desk in New York City with an expanded set of journalists and video editors to really capture what's going on around the world in health. And it couldn't have come at a better time, because we were really well prepared for the pandemic. And it was Howard Hughes Medical that helped us get the exclusive on the first vaccine to be delivered. What that's really done for AP is created a partnership that is helping the world. It's helping the world understand health and science better with the incredible staff at Howard Hughes Medical. Things like how to treat Alzheimer's better. There's a ton of research at Howard Hughes Medical, but the world wasn't necessarily seeing that research translated for the general public. So that's been a great partnership.
Let's talk about another partnership. Let's talk about, in partnership, Eli Lilly, or Lilly Foundation. What did you learn by going through this partnership?
The Lilly Endowment was the second large partnership that we did on the success of Howard Hughes Medical. And we learned a ton about how to work with a foundation, bring funding into the business through a foundation, and execute on, you know, a mission and a program that meets our criteria and the foundation's criteria, and still have all that editorial independence that we want. The Lilly Endowment funding also couldn't have come at a better time, because the goal of that funding is to cover religion, faith, ethics, and spirituality around the world in a positive way, and just inform people more broadly and more deeply. If you think about religion, it touches everything. It touches sports, right? It touches all different cultures. It comes into play in a variety of ways, even politics. And, you know, both of these partnerships have been really amazing for the AP and allowed us to expand. And I think a lot of corporations focus on strategic partnerships. These are very strategic for us and allow us to deliver more than just the daily news, but a truly differentiated content set for the world.
So let's talk about a different type of partnership, partnerships with CEOs and corporate America. What's your vision?
My vision there, this is the next frontier for the Associated Press, and we're already working with a lot of corporations. We produce a lot of data. So your data sciences, your business intelligence unit, and any large multinational corporation, we find they're highly interested and what we have in terms of our historical data and all the stories that come out on the daily news. So I look at the world of business intelligence as an entire opportunity, not just for AP, but for the customer as well, for the corporation who is looking to build a big data warehouse and put as much data into it, as much credible data into it, for their own decision-making purposes. Banks want to make better trades, faster trades. We've got our input. We're providing to hedge funds and financial institutions. We also have great writers at the AP. We can write narratives for research reports. The other aspect we're finding is there's a real need in corporations for risk management. Our software can provide a view into the world unlike no other because of what we cover as a business. So companies have risk management functions where they're looking at how their corporation is perceived around the world. And our software can help companies do that. We also do a lot for marketing departments at major companies. For the office of the CMO, for example, we do everything from developing content marketing to photo assignments to managing content. We also work with healthcare companies. We can create health networks. We can produce content for health networks. So AP can play with a lot of business functions that folks might not be thinking about as top of mind, even the research function at a company. I mean, we have a ton of research, and if done right, that research can be funneled into the research function of a corporation.
What advice would you have to other CEOs and other business leaders in terms of how they drive success throughout their organization in a challenging time like we're going through now?
I think the first thing that comes to mind is partnerships. We work in a really complex world of interdisciplinary teams and vendors and partners. A lot of folks talk about collaboration, but I think the term is overused. When I think about a partnership, there's so many vendors and partners in our corporations that are supporting mission-critical activities. You have to go to them and have them help you with your strategic planning, with your operational planning. They want to help. I know at AP, we want to help our customers, and I always support whatever kinds of initiatives they have going on. So I think thinking about partnerships differently as not just a vendor that we're paying for, but this is not only a vendor, but this is somebody who knows the business really well, and actually taking a risk and pulling them into your strategic planning sessions and your annual planning sessions, because they have a lot to offer, because they also have customers that are perhaps your competitors. So my point about this is collaboration is a really strategic process, almost business process for any company. The second one is teamwork. You've got to set up an environment where alternative opinions and are valued and are asked for. And I think great teams have great debate, right?
I like that. Great teams have great debate.
Yeah, they know about the issues, and leaders who are willing to listen and iterate through a conversation and then make a decision. And at some point you have to decide. But it's important that the team feels like they have that input. Even your most senior team members, they want input into what's going on in the company. And I find, generally speaking, people want to have input. They want to know they have a voice in the company, and they want to know that you're seriously listening to them. I have a little, technique that I use. It's called LEAD. Listen, execute, adjust, and discuss. And then you rinse and repeat. So I use that sort of in my own day-to-day work with my teams, where I'm always listening, then we got to execute, then we've got to adjust or pivot, we've got to discuss a little bit more, and then do it all over again. So I use the word lead to think about, you know, how I go through my days and my weeks, and that listening part is really important.
And on that note, Michael, it's a pleasure having you on the CEO show.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Ron Losby. How are you, Ron?
Hey, I'm great, Robert. Great to see you.
And Ron is the CEO of Steinway Musical Instruments. At the end of the interview, a great surprise for you, Ron is actually in Steinway Worldwide Headquarters with a beautiful Steinway there, and he is going to play, could you play Somewhere Over the Rainbow, my daughter's favorite song?
Absolutely, Robert, be happy to.
At the end of the interview. So for right now, let's start out. Steinway was founded in 1853, the most iconic brand, probably in, well, in all of music for sure. Talk about what the brand is to you as CEO.
Well, it's, you know, I stand on the shoulders of all who came before me, and the brand to me is really the most important thing that we have because it symbolizes excellence, quality, longevity, investment, and it's so important that that is part of everybody's DNA in this country, that we always remain, you know, just completely, you know, contributing to this great legacy in a way that our founder, Henry E. Steinway, said, just to build the best piano possible, period. And that's what we try to do every single day that we're here, Robert.
And it's a great message to all of us about striving for excellence.
Well, it is. And, you know, it's interesting. When you're trying to chase the number one, I think sometimes it's easier because you can see them and you're going to run just a little bit faster. But we have a lot of people chasing us, a lot of other companies that would like to put our place in their bailiwick, if you will. So you have to always be sort of self-motivated and always strive to innovate and to make a better product for the world.
Let's talk about competition. So a lot of people are chasing number one, but in Steinway, you are number one. How do you view the competitive landscape and how you operate in that type of environment?
Well, competitively, I mean, it may sound a bit arrogant, but piano companies, by and large, are not really our competitors for Steinway. But what is our competition is everything that one can purchase, such as, you know, European holidays, a second home, that new beautiful BMW, new kitchen, whatever it might be, because many of our customers are not great players, they're hobbyists. And they have to make a decision, a choice between this item or that item. Now, the pianists, the people that are dedicated to music, they will want nothing more than just a Steinway piano. So it's incumbent upon us to make certain that the quality of every Steinway piano that comes out of this factory is always going to be better than the last one. Because if we lose those endorsers, if we lose those players, then we have probably lost our place as number one.
And I've heard that people like Billy Joel will only play Steinways, really.
We are so gratified and so honored because we have over 2,000 Steinway artists. And the wonderful thing about their endorsement is that we don't pay them to play our pianos. As a matter of fact, they have to actually own a Steinway piano. Otherwise, they can't be a Steinway artist because it wouldn't be honest. So we are just in deep gratitude to these 2,000 extraordinary artists from all musical genres that play the Steinway piano.
So, Ron, let's discuss the pandemic. You come into March, and most of your sales, they're driven, you have showrooms. And all of a sudden, I don't know why, but they were considered non-essentials. So how did you pivot when retail closed?
Well, Robert, on March 14th of last year, I mean, I was depressed. Because all of the activities that we use to generate prospects and customers really are showroom denominated in the sense that they must come there. We have recitals. We have master classes. We have, you know, informational presentations. We bring teachers in. They have their student recitals. All of that just stopped. And if you had asked me on March 14th, what were we going to sell throughout the remainder of 2020, I would have given you a very pessimistic answer. But, you know, out of every cloud, there is a silver lining. The only portal that we had to generate new business was the digital portal. And lead generation, websites, informational presentations, webinars, connecting with our schools, with our colleges, with our customers, with our teachers, all of that became a way of life for us. And what it really did is this pandemic sort of dragged Steinway & Sons into the 21st century as it related to lead generation. And these particular lessons that we learned over the last year are going to be with us for a very long period of time. And when our showrooms open up, they're going to augment what we have traditionally done. So the pandemic actually did have, you know, sort of a bright side for Steinway. But it took a lot of work. It took a lot of effort to bring these customers into our virtual showrooms and to actually encourage them to make a purchase without ever seeing the piano or playing that instrument. I can't tell you the number of virtual auditions that we had over the last year. And that's what resulted in really a pretty good year for us worldwide.
So, big question. You changed and pivoted. How is that going to impact your future? Are you going to stay with this type of model?
I think we're absolutely going to stay with the lead generation activities and the informational presentations to all of our most important constituents in the future, as well as doing the traditional, what I call blocking and tackling, of our normal marketing programs, which are in-showroom activities. So presumably, this should actually help us to produce more sales than we would otherwise, or at least reconfirm those showroom sales with this added digital opportunity with our customers.
I want to discuss the concept of innovation with you. So innovation is in Steinway's DNA. I believe it was 1880 when the new style of grand piano was ushered in by you. In 2015, 2016, with the Spirio, I think that was one of the truly great innovations of our time. And you were really involved intimately with the whole process there. Talk about the challenge, your thinking, and what it did.
Well, we're a piano company, and Spirio is a technological innovative product. And we did not have a technology department, if you will. So we had to grow from the ground up this incredible capability of imparting a high-resolution player piano, if you will, which is so much more than a player piano, into this beautiful legacy instrument where it's seamlessly melded together during the manufacturing process. And what this has enabled us to do is when I play on a Spirio and I record myself, it plays back exactly the way I played it.
That's incredible. Incredible.
It is incredible. And so what this has done is it's broadened our customer base, because for the first time, someone who never plays a note on the piano can reveal the beauty of a Steinway piano in their home by these 2,000 wonderful artists that play on Steinway pianos. If you want Billy Joel, if you want, you know, Long Long, whatever your musical genre might be that you prefer, with the swipe of an iPad, you have the ability to bring music into your environment, wherever that might be. But educationally, it is an enormous leap forward, because now for the first time, I can play and record something, and then I can sit back and listen to myself objectively, and to listen to myself in a way that has never been possible. And that has an educational aspect to it that has never been possible before. So Spirio, the high-resolution record playback system that we have on these beautiful instruments, is enlarging our market with new listeners, if you will, and also just reaffirming our commitment to the traditional base of those who play the piano. So there's just incredible possibilities going forward for content, and it's all with an easy user interface. Imagine this, Robert. I'm going to play something, and then I hit a wrong note, or I don't like the tempo, or I just don't like something about it. On my iPad, I can edit it. I can edit it and make a concert quality recording, and you can send that file to Steinway, and we can turn it into a CD or a streaming opportunity for you. So truly a game changer.
It's a game changer. It's a melding of old world and new world together. So Spirio is obviously an enormous success. Let's talk about failures, and often we learn more from failures. What was any challenge that Steinway faced? You already told us about the pandemic, and you came out alive there, and you came out actually ahead of the game. So now, what were some things you tried that didn't work, and maybe you learned a lesson from them?
Well, you know, just so speaking recently, last year, we thought, well, everybody's going to be at home, so maybe snail mail, maybe the post is going to be something that's going to give us some great returns, because everyone has to read their mail because they have nothing else to do. They're not going to work, et cetera. So we tried some sort of advertising outreaches and in various magazines and things. And for the most part, it was not a good investment, and it really was a failure in terms of return on investment. But I think the biggest failure that we honestly had was initially not realizing that you can still have a community when you're separated, meaning a community of potential customers, but most importantly, a community of our staff, our employees, our colleagues. And by developing the ability to connect, which many businesses had before us, obviously, through Zoom, Teams, whatever it might be, it enabled us to become much more efficient. But we didn't recognize that right at first. And so I'd say the failure would be that we were a little bit late to the party. But once we got to the party, we celebrated a lot.
You've been listening to Ron Losby, CEO of Steinway.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You've been listening to Ron Losby, CEO of Steinway. Wonderful having you on the CEO show. So, Ron, I'd like to talk with you about the concept of quality. And I know that that is core to Steinway. You also manufacture in America. Describe your thoughts on building quality.
Well, quality is really the number one pursuit that we have in this factory and also our factory in Hamburg. But Steinway's a U.S. factory that I'm sitting at right now. We have to judge ourselves every single day. We have a great workforce, many that have been with us for 20, 30, 40, even 50 years. But quality is something that has to be monitored piano by piano. It is not something that you can systematize in such a way that it just does it automatically, because these are largely handcrafted instruments. We impart the personality of a Steinway by hand. And, you know, sometimes on a Monday, maybe I'm not feeling so good and I don't do quite the job that I'm going to do on Tuesday. So consistent monitoring of each individual piano is of paramount importance, because we don't have systems in place that will take a handcrafted instrument and then somehow from a machine is going to come in and judge that quality. We don't have that. It has to be done by the people and the training of those people.
I have heard, and I don't know if this is correct, that you'll actually go to the length of having one tree, one piece of wood that goes into one part of the veneer specifically to create consistency. True or not true?
Absolutely true. If you look at what we call our crown jewel veneers, these are beautiful, sustainable woods from all over the world. And we would never put the walnut from one tree with the walnut from another tree, because the grain pattern, the color, the absorption of stain would be very different, and you'd end up with something that didn't look all that attractive. So every part of the Steinway has this wonderful thing called a case number. And that case number means this elbow, you know, this key slip, the music desk, etc. Everything is built for that particular piano. And the quality of each one of these components is produced in this factory. And as I say, it's largely done by hand.
Now, in a component of quality is supply chain. And I don't know exactly how the Steinway supply chain works, but I would be very curious to learn about some of the insights and how that ties into quality.
Well, for the most important components in our piano, such as the spruce in the soundboard, the felt in the hammers, the steel and the copper in the strings, we have had the same suppliers for generations, and I do mean generations, because it is so important that those particular items always be of this of the same quality from piano to piano. As an example, when we look at spruce for the soundboard, which is the soul, the heart of the piano, it's like the Stradivarius violin, what it's made out of. When you look at that, it has to have very uniform grain lines per inch. We wouldn't take one that had wide grain and then close grain. It all has to come essentially from the same tree. And then we know that the piano is going to be uniform in how it produces sound. So the company that we have is a small company up in Alaska that provides us with what we call Sitka spruce. And they know that we only want the very best that they can harvest. And they understand our specifications so well that, frankly, they're just a great partner. And the same is true with our felt manufacturers. The same is true with our copper and our metal and all the other woods that we put into a piano. By and large, we've had most of our suppliers for well over half a century.
Final question, Ron. And after this question, I'm going to ask you to play Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Steinway has been around since 1853. You are right now the steward of this iconic brand. What is the future of Steinway?
You know, Robert, we have gone through so many different eras at Steinway, whether it's world wars, depressions, you know, recessions, pandemics, like the one we're experiencing now. And every time we have gone through these things, we have come out not just a little better, but much stronger, and we've endured. My hope for Steinway is that what we have with the electronic interface of Spirio is going to enable the company to be more relevant to a much greater number of people throughout the world. It's going to enhance their own entertainment within their own home, but it's going to enhance their playing experience. It's going to enhance education at every level. If you can imagine, Robert, that once we have live performances again, imagine having the world's greatest artists playing your piano remotely in the comfort of your home.
Amazing. Amazing.
It is amazing to have Billy Joel come into your living room for a concert. This is something that we can do. We have the technology to do this. And you don't need to be Einstein to figure out the possibilities are virtually endless for education and entertainment.
We are redefining the dinner party when Billy Joel comes, sits down and plays Piano Man in your living room. Wow.
Yes, and maybe we can convince him. You can press a button on your iPad and say, I'd like to have a lesson with Billy Joel. So imagine how cool that would be.
Ron, I want to thank you for being on the CEO show, but I have the final parting ask, which is my daughter Molly's favorite song, Somewhere Over the Rainbow. I'd love to hear if you could play that, and all of our listeners would love to hear that as well.
Robert, I am happy to oblige.
Have it. You've been listening to Ron Losby, CEO of Steinway. Wonderful having you on the CEO show.
Thank you, Robert. My pleasure.
Hi, I'm Robert Reese, and I want to personally thank you for listening to the CEO show. In 2007, I had a vision, and I started interviewing CEOs because I believe CEOs had the answers that could help all of us to both building businesses and to personal success. But there was really nowhere to hear their unfiltered secrets. So anytime you want to listen commercial-free to CEOs from the founder of the Home Depot, of JetBlue, Build-A-Bear, Chobani, and hundreds more, just go to CEOshow.com. And you could listen commercial free. I'd love to hear your personal feedback also. So if you have any recommendations of CEO guests you'd like to hear, you want to receive our free weekly newsletter, or you have any recommendations on how we could best serve you, our listener, just email John at theceoforumgroup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.